Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was in the most extreme pain I have ever experienced in my life.
There is a shortage of older, handicapped, plus-size, white, gay male models. I've ditched the Tramadol, the Meloxicam, and the hydrocodone.
Whoa. Oh, God.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Polatoo, Patrick Simpson, Megan Weaver, and Shanae Douglas.
And
good morning.
Snow White, you forgot Snow White
90210.
And Snow White 90210 is here. What is she wearing today?
She's wearing her piece.
Yes.
Oh.
I made
is
that
it
for
a dress?
Her.
Is yeah. it a
It's a red dress.
Paul
red
made
dress.
It.
So cute. And then she's got little bows in her hair.
Does it tell you peace? Peace, yes. Jeff, peace.
Now, is this let me ask you this. Is she the same Snow White that was in Interior Therapy?
Yes.
8 years ago?
Yes.
Or do you guys just keep getting a new dog that looks like...
I think you asked us last time.
Because I swear to God, I know, because it's not the same dog.
It is.
It is.
Why? She didn't bite you this morning?
She bit
That's
me this
why
morning.
You don't recognize yeah. her.
She did. They asked me if I wanted to hold her. I held her, and she bit me like 7 times.
No.
Yes,
no.
On my hand. Yes. Yes.
But you can't be scared when you take her.
I'm sorry. When she's biting me, I'm going to be scared.
So no, she bit you 7 times?
She
on
bit
the
me
hand?
7 times on my hand.
She thought she was Jeff.
No. Oh.
Because she couldn't see when we were handing it to her. She was looking at us.
I see. I see.
You try it.
Now, we had a little bit of an elevator mishap this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Megan and I started panicking.
I went to full-blown panic and asked everybody in the elevator how much water they have on them.
So I used my fob. I have to tell you which elevator to avoid today. But I used my fob and I pressed 8. And it didn't light up. And I kept pressing and pressing and pressing, and it wouldn't light up. And then Megan's like, I think just maybe the light bulb's out or something. So, but then the elevator went to 5, sat at 5.
For a while.
For a while. The door didn't open. Shane's like, press 1, maybe we'll go back down. And we pressed 1, we went back down, and then we got out, and then there was 2 people waiting.
And then you threw them in the other, you put them in the elevator and
well,
sent them up.
Well, better them than us.
We needed that elevator to move on.
So we could get,
so
the,
we
other
could get the other elevator. So that's why I said to those 2 men, oh, here's an elevator. Are you guys going up?
But, Jeff, I love
and
Jeff.
They're probably,
I wonder if they're stuck in the
they're
fucking elevator.
Stuck
news flash.
On the 5th floor.
You were in the housekeeper elevator, and the other one was the VIP elevator, and it doesn't let you come to the floor. Your status has been revoked.
What you don't know is we've had a series of elevator problems here.
Oh, yeah. You put me in the elevator with
where
you
people
this
get
time.
Stuck, and oh, we were walking up the stairs, 8
yeah,
flights
eight
for a while.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that was weird.
Well, your glutes look good.
It was a good workout. Good workout, honey.
All right, so I do want to talk about, first of all, I know there, you, okay, next year you'll be invited to the Chumpmas party, but you had only been on the show once.
What?
So
it was more to get
yes,
to the,
you have
oh
to have,
my God, talking about the Chumps, I have a gift for you.
Oh, you do? What?
And Patrick made a little coat for you, too.
We do.
What is it?
I brought
masks.
You masks.
Oh.
Would I wear that?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna tell
the
you the story.
Peacock.
No.
Peacock. We got your peacock.
I made a peacock for you and one for Scott, and I'm not sure if you're going to be the cock or he's going to be the stud, because I brought you a stud one.
Oh, Jeff, these would look so good on you.
See?
The peacock or the stud.
Wait, yes. These are masks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I like the stud.
Hopefully it'll keep your mouth shut for at least a good 20 seconds.
What did you get? What you got a blue sequins.
I got a blue sequins. It matches one of these dress that I have.
Put it on. Look at how gorgeous it is, and it's going to fit you. Look at that. See?
Oh, I love that it
See what
almost
I'm telling
covers
you?
Her eyes. It covers like 85% of her face.
And well, I wanted Monroe to give her.
I don't need my facelift anymore.
I wanted to give her enough substance because I know she had a little jaw incident. So I wanted to make sure it supports.
Thank you,
you know,
Paul.
That is very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
So where can people shop for these?
Shop.paulatu.com. And 30% off if they use Chumps 2022 as the code.
I know, wow. Chumps!
Awesome.
I was going to name it something different. Jeff always says no. But...
Yeah, but I said people aren't going to buy because they're going to say Jeff said no.
Yeah, no, I love Chumps 2022.
Okay, so the Chumpmas party, the reason we also had to limit the number of attendees because we were trying to. We were for COVID precautions, and that actually ended up being really
work out.
No, it was very effective.
It was.
Yeah.
Thank God I
but
brought you the mask.
Next year, you two will be invited. Now, you realize you more than likely would have got COVID, and you would have had to have canceled your trip to Cancun.
Oh,
we all got it.
I wasn't coming anyway.
No. Well, you came a lot in Cancun.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Real early in the morning.
Now, you
it
were
was
saying-
early in the morning because it never left. It started the night before, and like they don't put clocks. It's like Vegas. You don't know what time of
they don't put
it
clocks.
They don't. Those rooms have no clocks.
Right, right. And so you were saying it wasn't really a vacation for you.
No, it wasn't. I had to work extra. He made me go from one tree to another. It was like hanging from the chandelier. You know how he likes me, hanging from the chandeliers.
Oh,
so
yeah,
now
yeah.
You were saying that really he would give you like maybe a 20-minute break to ice?
Barely. And that was the time to go
or to eat something?
You know, I like to eat. I have a nosh. Like, don't you get hungry after all that? You do.
How many days were you there?
Seven, eight.
8 days.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
It started at the airport, at the lounge. I can't even tell you.
They probably had to take you out in a gurney at that point.
It was awful, Jeff. It was awful.
You were not complaining.
So you had to come home and rest.
That's why when I was touching this microphone, when Jameson was like, oh, could you fix it? I was like, oh, so it looks familiar.
Feels familiar. Same grab.
I was like, ooh.
Okay.
How did we get back here?
I don't know. Now, when you went to Cancun, did you go with friends? Was it a gay cruise? Like, what was the situation?
It was very gay, him and I. That was it.
That's gay enough. No, we went by ourselves. We're filming a new show, a travel show, and so that was one of the destinations on our show.
Okay.
Where we go to a different country and city, and then we film for a week.
I see.
It's fun. Really fun.
Nice.
Sex is not recorded.
Crazy stuff.
Where thank can God. We see it? Where can we watch this?
Right now it's in post.
Okay.
So, we've done all the filming.
Yeah.
And now it's getting put together. It'll be on Amazon Prime Video
at
the end of the year.
Okay, cool.
So I'm pretty excited about it.
You can come see. Woo! Yeah. I'm studying all the time.
You've got a lot of energy.
Do you
morning.
Guys have a sex playlist?
A sex playlist?
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course we do. Sure. No.
Of course we do.
Are we supposed to?
Yeah, of course we do.
We were talking about it this week. Certain Megan has one.
I used to.
Oh, okay.
After her jaw break, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
think
there's
I
not a lot happening after
anymore.
My jaw dislocated.
And then Jameson has admitted you've got now multiple playlists.
Yes, and this is a normal thing. I'm sure all your listeners have multiple playlists, so don't shame me.
So you have one for flights, one for walking,
I've got one for car rides. I've got. You know, I've got my makeout playlist as well.
Yeah.
And your sex playlist.
My sex playlist. Oh. I have a meditation playlist.
Wait, what's the makeout one?
That's what I said.
What is the makeout different than the
That's
sex?
What I said.
Because if you're making out,
you're
going to
have sex, right? I mean, that's
right?
Good.
It was during my more virginal
You're
going to
just
years.
Stop?
Virginal. Oh, where's your mask?
Excuse me, I got to change the song.
That's what I said.
Just give me a second.
Makeout leads to sex. You don't just stop at making out.
And get your phone and change the playlist.
Exactly.
Yeah, what like
our song
and if you have your phone that you're going to be you're not making out. You're busy with something else.
Maybe
you should put it on vibrate.
Our number one song on our workout list is You Better Work.
Speaking of.
And let me tell you.
Speaking of, I was looking at your Instagram and I noticed that you've been working out and posting shirtless selfies.
Who has?
Now that is a red flag.
He's so mad at me.
I think he's getting ready to leave you.
Jeff, I told him, I said, if you're going through a midlife crisis, just get that other California Ferrari and I'm done with that. If you think you're going to leave me, that's not going to happen because I will tie you up, put you in that in the very upstairs bedroom and leave you there.
Geez.
I'm not like Princess Diana getting a divorce. I'm not doing it.
So you've been together
you up
for
and beat you up.
It is not a good sign. No. You've been together for 19, 20 years.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he's becoming a workout addict and now and now taking pictures of himself.
You're right.
Clothes.
That is a red flag.
It all happened after we got here, Jeff, last time.
Oh, please.
Oh. Yeah, yes.
I got liposuction in July. He got it in July. I got it in June. So
okay.
We did dual lipo. It's coming out on season 3 on our show.
Okay.
So that's going to be kind of fun. So I figured, why not?
Did you film it?
We filmed it.
What?
The whole surgery, everything.
No, you didn't. Wow.
Yeah, it was intense.
Oh, my
intense.
God.
It wasn't intense. They had nothing to take out of me.
Yeah.
Yes, they must have really struggled.
They did.
To find anything.
Dr. Saul was like, you don't have much. I said, I know. But he wanted a Brazilian butt lift.
I did get the butt lift.
So they needed to take some from me to inject in his ass.
They did not. They took 4 liters of fat from you.
Oh, wow. 4 liters.
Oh, that sounds like a lot.
That is a lot.
What is that, like 4 bathtubs full of fat?
Worse than that. God, the way he makes it sound, Jesus, I should go back for another session.
Wow. You look great, babe.
I think they love stuff behind.
True love.
Now, you were very sweet when we got COVID. Which I still can't believe it. But now I think Patrick put you up to it. You made me this big, huge pot of spaghetti and hummus, and you personally delivered it to my house. That meant a lot to me, to be honest with you.
Well, I was going to call an Uber to come pick it up and take it to you, but they refused because they said, uh-oh, they got COVID. I ain't going.
But it was very nice of you to do that. It really was.
You're
and then
very welcome.
You got to meet Monroe.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Did you see what I made for her?
She loves you.
Her favorite color.
Glow-in-the-dark masks for her.
Yes.
But I told her you were going to be on the show today.
Oh,
and
my God.
She was like, oh, the one that he's going to make me a princess gown. I said, yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Out of curiosity.
Sure. Now the mask isn't even enough. Now he wants a gown.
Oh, yeah.
Figure this one out. Do you see how he's working me?
Hey. You know what we could do?
It's Monroe.
Season 4, episode 1. I'm sure Gage would sign the release in 2 seconds. No problem. I think she'd love to be on the show.
She needs to be
gowned
out.
Well, that's not even being on a show, because if she's my client and she walks into the store,
yes,
right, then they know that they're going to be filmed. So it's you don't need an extra release for that. Because I'm
He'll sue me.
He'll sue the city of Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
City of Los Angeles.
Yep.
Amazon.
Mm-hmm. He'll sue everyone.
He'll screenshot the release, put it on his Insta story.
By the way.
You cannot talk like that.
What size woman's gown would you put me in? Like, what size am I?
Are you about size 14?
No. You think?
Do I really have to answer?
Yeah, just
14
answer.
Or 12?
I have my tape measure.
No, just tell me, like by looking
like
at me.
Like a 16.
16?
Oh.
You're a plus size, Jeff.
Can I get the name of that doctor that did your lipo?
Better call Saul. Dr. Lahijani.
I'm not a 16.
Well, you are broad in the shoulders.
Yeah.
Your waistline, after my spaghetti, looks a little less defined. And...
You purposely got me that spaghetti to get me fat.
Yep. Fat
That's
you
what
up.
You did.
I brought you the pita bread, didn't I? You know how many calories each one of those triangles were?
No.
Don't
yes.
say.
They're so good, though.
It was so good.
Yes.
The hummus.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's totally was sabotaging me the whole time.
But you need the nourishment when you're sick. How many pounds did you lose?
Yeah, that's true.
But can we go back? Am I really? I'm not a 16.
You're tall. You're big boned.
So really, I'd be wearing a 16 gown.
No,
if you're going to be getting a gown, because
honestly, I'm delusional. I thought I was a 12.
No, I'd say
14.
Your waist
maybe a 14.
Is a
30. I think a 14.
I'd say 14.
Okay. When did you guys bitches become designers? You know, you guys talk for a living. I have a real job. It's called making gowns.
Excuse me. I put the elastics in the mask.
Oh, wow.
What size is Shane?
Shane's a size 8.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yes. Model it, girl. Model it. That's right.
That means Jameson's like
but
a
you know
negative
what it
2.
Is.
Yeah. Oh, double 0 over
but
here.
But you know what it is? It's because
Kate Moss.
A male body is built differently than a female body.
Okay.
So your waistline is not cinched in. Because
no, it
it's proportioned to your broad shoulders versus the female, which is
goes
softer
in.
And curvier.
Right. Mm.
That's why. Otherwise, if it was going to be a male form, you would be like a 10, 12.
Yes. Oh, 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I feel better now. Thank you.
And you have a lot of cleavage up
I
there.
Do.
So.
I
moobs.
Do.
Moobs.
Big moobs.
Yeah, big moobs.
You got big boobs.
Big milkers over
and
there.
And a big wagon, too.
Man boobs.
They're not man boobs.
Did your But wait a minute. Did after you had COVID, I heard the story about how everybody's, you know, penises is getting small.
Yeah. An
what?
Inch.
I read that.
Thank you.
They're shrinking by an inch.
You got COVID.
Yeah. It's called the COVID inch.
Because I saw Scott. He's really cute, Jeff. You better hang on to him.
He's really hot.
And he looks like he's really packing.
He's had COVID
three times.
What? He can probably afford inches. A couple of inches, but I'm not sure about you, Jeff.
Okay, thank you. Let's
well,
hope
when
COVID.
He came up those...
I love it when they come.
Yeah.
That's always so great.
Oh, well, you know, when I saw them, I think that he had come already because he had a glow.
Oh.
I'm telling you, when he came up those stairs, I felt something.
He was
and then
dewy.
When he touched me, like yeah. we shake hands, he was like,
flushed.
Oh.
Then I guess I know who's
yeah,
getting.
Look at him. I know.
I'm trying to think about
yes, it. Yes. It was on a. What day was it? Sunday? Saturday?
Oh,
I
that's the
Sunday. Sunday.
Babe, brown chicka brown brown.
I guess that's. Then he's getting the black stud mask, right?
Oh, I guess you're getting the stud mask.
I got so much shit from Paul when we named the masks and I went put it on the website. I go, oh, let's call it black stud.
Great.
I'm like, really?
I love
like,
it.
You cannot name the mask.
Do you guys argue, fight, bicker ever? And what
no.
is it about?
Never.
Are you kidding me?
What are the biggest issues between you?
What are the biggest issues?
Oh, my God. I don't work enough.
Well, Patrick is obviously cheating.
Or that's gearing up.
Definitely.
Or getting ready.
Nah, not at all.
Getting ready.
My husband, I wouldn't do that.
Maybe that's probably why I had that much sex in Cancun, because it's like over. And that was it.
Breakup
like
sex.
Grand finale.
And it's not going to happen anymore.
We've had tons of sex since we've been back.
Okay.
That's true, too. You know what? Jeff, if he's cheating, good luck with the other person, let me tell you.
They're going to have to quit their job.
First of all, everything. I could not cheat because he's got a fucking tracking system on me. On the car.
I do?
Yeah, I'm driving the Mercedes, and he put the Mercedes me thing on it, and I'm going over 75. He fucking calls me. Why are you speeding on the freeway?
No.
I got an alert.
I need that.
I got an alert. I'm like, why are you speeding right now?
Are you serious?
How do I get that?
I sent a highway patrol after his ass
like,
a couple
what?
Of weeks ago.
I couldn't find him.
I'm
like, how do you know? Go slow down. Slow the car down. You're going too fast. I'm on the fucking freeway.
Wait, how did you track him? Is it a
Mercedes
Me lets you put an alert on
I should have got your own Mercedes.
When your
I
car
got
speeds.
An alert.
Oh, yeah.
That
the listeners would have loved that.
Yeah.
Well, they were so supportive when you bought the BMW.
So supportive.
I had to pin his location to the highway patrol.
Where were
I
you,
said,
Patrick?
His sunroof is open. The driver window is open. He's not answering the phone.
Yes.
And the car has been stationary. And it tells me. I'm like,
Was it parked at a hotel?
Kidnapped.
Motel?
He's been kidnapped.
At a
Holiday Inn?
No. At a park?
At the side of a road.
Oh. Yeah.
Jeff.
Were the windows
it
foggy?
It was
a
three-way exit. Thank you very much.
A three-way? What?
The car.
What did you say?
Three-way.
I can't hear
three.
Jameson. I think my thing's not working.
Listen.
Hello?
Listen, bitch. You're the one with the lisp, not me. I said three-way, not three-way.
Okay, maybe we should take a break.
You know, I need a breather.
Yeah. Cool down.
I'm going to need some water. Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It can be used on hard, non-porous surfaces like the kitchen, bathroom, and other areas in your home. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
We are back with Pola 2, Patrique Simpson, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. All right, so next week, Monday is Dr. Donna Dannenfelser. Tuesday, Chef Stu and Mercedes Javid. Wednesday, Brandi Howard and Julie Goldman. And Thursday, Justin Jedlicka will be here.
The human Ken doll.
Oh, yep. He's on our show.
Oh, he is?
He's on season one of
our
show.
He's a fun guy. I like him.
He's all plastic.
Yeah. And we filmed a Snapchat show with him 2 months ago that came out.
He's a nice guy.
He's fine.
You know he had his penis enlarged.
Yes. We talked about it on our show.
I actually know how he did it. He showed it to me.
Oh, you saw it in person?
You saw it in person?
Yes.
Oh, he didn't show us in person.
He didn't offer that.
We had to look it up on the internet.
Google it like a regular person.
Isn't it like a soda can?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's like an appendage.
Wow.
It's like a leg.
I don't know what you do with it.
Is it eight inches around?
That's
the
bigger.
Circumference.
Bigger.
Yes.
Bigger.
I was like, what?
Wow.
And he just, he did it himself. He injected it himself. He'll show you how to do it.
Did he let you touch it or no? You just looked at it.
I didn't want to. It's like, ew.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, no.
I have no comment.
Jeff, you know what? You know what?
Paul.
What? What happened?
Husband abuse. Domestic abuse.
Elder abuse.
When he comes over, maybe you can tell him to bring a couple of syringes and kind of, you know, give you
inject
back that
us.
Extra
inch. I need that inch back.
Yeah.
You know, after COVID, he probably can get a real big business doing that now.
Probably.
Yeah. Right?
So you're filming season three now for Gown and Out in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And season one and two, you can binge at any time, right, on Amazon Prime?
Amazon
binge
Prime
away.
Video.
Binge, yes. Binge, binge.
Right. And then the third season is, you're saying it's about 15 episodes?
15 episodes,
you'll be done filming in the...
By February 15th.
Okay.
And he's making me do it again on Sunday, Jeff.
Yeah, we're filming Sunday.
He doesn't even want to tell me some of the stuff that we're going to do, so he...
He wants to surprise you.
He has cohorts that they just kind of come up with this stuff, and then I just show up, and I'm like, you don't have to tell me. It's fine.
And you have a new intro. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do we have that?
Put on your best high heels, because this is Beverly Hills. We're going to make it count. Welcome to Gown and Out. Fashion and elegance with their celebrity friends. You know what's going down. Welcome to Gown and Out.
I want this on my sex playlist.
Great song, right? Welcome to Gown and Out. This is Gown and Out
in Beverly Hills, bitches. Oh my God. Did you see that was it? Your friend Adrian?
Yeah, Adrian Maloof is in season three.
Yeah, she's one of my friends.
We did a magazine cover with Adrian Maloof that's coming out. We filmed it for the show where it's a Hollywood best friends together. So we're all three on the cover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jeff, you weren't invited.
You know, I guess. Oh, and I'm sorry you didn't get invited to the Chump Miss party.
Don't worry, I'll get you back for that.
You're lucky you missed it.
Right, you would have got COVID.
He saved me from my COVIDness. I couldn't afford another inch,
but,
Jeff.
Babe,
you know I couldn't.
Next year, you're invited to the Christmas Chump Party. We'll be a super spreader with a brand new variant, I'm sure.
Probably.
Right.
Most likely.
But it's okay because I'm vaccinated, so there's no problem.
Did you get your booster?
No, not yet.
Oh.
We did.
We had COVID.
Yeah, we had COVID.
I have you got the natural boost now?
I have antibodies.
You have antibodies.
Now, let me ask you this. So did you see Drew Barrymore's appearance on, was it Daily Pop?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Do we have audio of that?
I don't know how to date with kids. You know, I'm not there yet. I have two young girls and I'm like, I don't want to bring people home. I think that it would take me a very long time to meet someone and get to know them before I could even ever introduce them to my daughters.
And I don't think anybody knows how to do anything right. So don't put that pressure on yourself that you don't know how to do it. You're thinking how it's going to affect them and you're being careful
about
it.
Great advice.
Which you're a good mom.
Oh my God.
That you're an amazing mother. Don't question that at all.
That's the best answer I could ever get because I haven't admitted that out loud ever.
She and Valerie Bertinelli need to get together.
I know. And I mean, it's pretty obvious why she's not dating.
Yeah.
Because she's unstable.
Unhinged.
That was intense.
Yeah.
That's
she's
just
crying
like
on television?
Yeah, like it's
on
like E Daily Pop, supposed to be light and fun, and she's like, I don't know, I can't date. Well, first of all you gotta do is get a nanny. It's real easy. You get
nice.
A nanny and you know,
go to dinner early.
Go to dinner. Into baby go
Jeff,
to
she
sleep.
Can take one of yours.
But exactly. She could borrow one of mine. That's true. But I was thinking, like, what is the problem here? You go out on dates, you meet people.
It's easy.
You don't have to introduce them to your daughters, like, after
not for a long time.
Yeah.
How old are the kids?
I don't know.
Like, but, I mean,
older.
Wait, is she taking
no,
the
they're
kids
not little, little kids.
They're not little, little kids.
I mean,
yeah,
that was
not
like a breakdown.
Yeah, something's yeah. wrong.
And real, something else is wrong. Real victim-y.
I think
someone
she,
needs to get some.
She
attention.
Needs to get laid, is what she really needs.
Probably.
That's really the problem.
Well, it seems to work for you guys, right?
Well, look at I'm
that's
smiling
why
all
you're
the way
so
from
sane.
Ear to ear. Yes. Considering
that's
I have
not from
a
the
jaw,
surgery.
I'm having a jaw problem. I was thinking about you the other
oh,
day because
I've got a good doctor.
Because I really realized what you were going through.
Yes.
I popped something
I'm
in
so
here.
I'm so glad you understand.
Yeah, it was like that position. It was just like, yeah. Ow.
See, painful. if Drew did that, she probably would have a lot of dates, right?
Well, it's not
if
about
she,
dating. It's about companionship.
If she was as
limber?
Friendly as you are.
Mm. Oh.
Sexually.
Oh.
I'm basically calling you a prostitute. But I think if she.
That's him.
I think if Drew. I don't know. I don't know why she's really overthinking this whole thing.
You think?
But she's been a mother for a while, so she hasn't figured it out yet. How is she raising those kids if you haven't figured out that simple?
But why Daily
think,
Pop
I think
of
it's
all
something,
places?
I don't think it's about up. Not being able to date
no,
or
not.
I yeah. don't have, and yeah. I can't introduce them to my kids. I think she's feeling some kind of way about herself.
She's not finding the quality mm-hmm. or
yeah.
she's just
I think,
not.
I don't think she's feeling confident. I don't think she's feeling desirable. I think she's needs to sort of work on herself.
Dr.
And then,
Megan.
Yeah,
I would
no,
imagine,
I'm totally clear.
I would imagine if Drew Barrymore wanted to date, she'd date.
Exactly.
Do you, right. guys, yeah. do you guys want to do a collection and let's send her a nice vibrator as a little gift?
Yes.
I mean, she can take care of herself. We all have to.
Babe, she doesn't date.
You mean like
I'm
a
sure
Go
she's got
me?
A lot of vibrators.
Yeah, something.
She's got a lot of money, too. She
yeah,
can
she could probably buy her own.
Yeah, but obviously they're not doing the trick. She needs somebody to give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's why
oh,
she needs
I do. Loud and clear.
No, because sometimes you just want to get a gift so you can feel like you're, you know, like the pot of spaghetti. I drove over.
Right.
But then you're now telling me you tasted it with your fingers.
You put your fingers
in.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
That's the Armenian ingredient I was talking about.
I do want to do a few stories, if
sure.
you don't mind. Now, what about the reporter? That got hit by a car.
Oh, I
yes.
saw
this
that.
Woman, a TV reporter in that West was, Virginia. Yeah. It's WSAZ TV's Tori Yorgi. She was on a newscast. She was looking directly into the camera. And all of a sudden, the viewers could see a pair of headlights behind her. And then she was literally hit by the car while she was on television, knocked off her feet. And you could hear her in the background going, oh, God, I just got hit by a car. Totally fine.
Yep.
She jumped back up. Kept doing the news.
That's a professional for you.
She just kept on going. Got hit by a car.
And it was her last week at the job.
Right. How did you know all this?
Oh, because I heard the news. I'm a teacher. I got to be abreast of all the different things.
The best part of the story is that she's like, it's okay. This already happened to me once in
college.
She
got hit by a car in college. Also.
Okay, so I have a what if scenario.
All right.
What if.
Then what?
Alyssa was the reporter. Because this is what I think would happen. She
go.
Would fall to the ground. She wouldn't get up. We'd have to call 911. We'd have to call 911. She'd go to the hospital where she would stay as long as fucking possible. Then she would have to do outpatient care. Then she'd have to do
rehab,
physical therapy. And then let's not forget about the psychological trauma.
Oh, of course.
We would be lucky to see her two years.
Yeah. No, you never see me again.
Never again. Mm-hmm.
Thank God you work in a nice, safe studio.
Yeah, it's so safe here.
Yeah.
Such a safe
until
space.
The big one hits.
Stay away from... the elevator, because I don't want you to have the same
God
trauma.
Forbid. I know.
Could you believe
PTSD.
That? We got stuck on 5, and I have to go home.
That's what you guys sounded like. That was you.
I get it from
you.
Yeah,
but we can't. Even
I was worried about losing water. I needed water.
It was literally less
so
than 10
thirsty.
Seconds.
I almost died
seconds.
Of thirst in there.
I could have
Wait, doesn't Alyssa hold the record for the longest time having COVID of somebody?
I read that.
Long hauler. Long hauler.
How dare you.
She gave you a napkin, a tissue.
I gave you a tissue.
I know, but that's a record, right? Is that a record? You want the record?
I still have it.
What about the man that ran over his wife?
Well, you just told everybody. apparently, him and his wife, his name is Alka Himanshu Tana. He's from Maryland. He and his wife own a liquor store, co-own a liquor store, and they were having a disagreement on whether or not to renew the lease.
Oh.
Right? So she goes to the bank and walks across the parking lot. All of a sudden, a white Lexus SUV runs her over. She died, girl.
She died?
She's dead?
Yeah, she died. Oh, she died God. Right there on the spot.
But
she
who was driving?
Died, girl.
Her husband was driving the car and murdered her because he didn't want to renew the lease, and she did.
Did he get any insurance?
No, he got arrested. He killed his wife.
Well, I'm wondering if you're... I mean,
but then he also noticed that she had been spending out of this $200,000 stash he had in the house. She had gotten into it and started spending it. He was pissed.
How have you not hit pole with your car? After 19,
not
20
hit,
years.
Ran her over.
Because when I worked for you for a week, I wanted to run you over.
That's true.
But you realize what you did to him. He did hit the car against the gate.
The gate.
And he ran away. Do you not remember? You left me devastated, Jeff.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you have no idea? He left. He
we
hit the car.
We were filming interior therapy. We got into a big fight. I backed.
You made us fight with each other. We were going to get a divorce. You called me the worst client ever.
I was trying
I remember
to do
that.
A big favor, Patrick.
With your ticket out.
Exactly. Yeah.
So people just, this couple probably had trouble communicating, I'm guessing.
You think?
Right?
They didn't go to therapy would have probably been a better choice.
No discussion about the lease. He just ran her right over.
Ran her over. Hit her several times with the car.
Yeah. It's probably not about the lease.
She died on the scene.
It's not about the
lease. If they'd been to Cancun, I think they could have renewed some of those vows.
Yeah. Maybe. That's a lot
they
of resentment.
They should have tried that first because now he's in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Bad choices.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's all drama. What's the reality? They had issues.
They should have seen Dr. Donna.
It's all drama.
But here's something. When I got beaten up, I'll tell you something. I will not, I'm glad I'm sitting here even though I'm in the corner, but I cannot sit where you are. Because if somebody opens the door, I want to be able to see them now.
That's
you're,
smart.
You're
because
traumatized.
When they come,
pretty much.
Up from behind me,
so like we are from the elevator.
Sister. I totally feel you, sister.
Is that the reason why you make us move every time we get into a restaurant at least 3 or 4 times?
Absolutely. I got to find my comfort place. I got to sit somewhere where I know I'm not going to be attacked.
Okay, so what's happening with that? So in 2019, you were attacked. Now, you were physically assaulted. You weren't sexually assaulted, were you?
I was beaten up.
He would have probably sent him a bill if I was sexually assaulted.
So
beat the crap out of me.
Yeah, I beat him up.
He hit you in the back of the head.
In the back, and I still have a bump. Like I can barely touch this side of my head.
Jeez.
Because I have a little nodule.
Cedars-Sinai 2 days. I had a concussion.
I had a concussion.
Yeah. Now they caught.
Who are
guy.
You?
They did.
Well, what's your name? Wait. Where are we? Why are we here?
So what's happening? The guy was the guy charged?
Yes.
In December, a couple of weeks ago, right before we went to Cancun the next day, I went to court and I had to testify against him.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge, the DA, Justin, he actually added one more count, which is unheard of. Everybody from the department came down because it was such a big deal. He added one more count, which was a hate crime, which is a prison sentence.
What constitutes it being? He said things to you, right?
While when he was beating me to a pulp, he was very, very angry.
Yeah,
and he was saying, "Can I say it?
Yeah.
Fucking faggot,
you
fucking faggot, over and over
you
again.
Privileged fucking faggot." Yeah. And I'm like, God, like it's just. You know, you don't think of it.
So no. the backstory is he desperately wanted his daughter in your fashion show. Did you ever give him the impression that his daughter would be walking the fashion show?
No, never. I don't make never. Children's
but
clothes.
But he showed up with his daughter.
Yeah,
we had an audition at the boutique, and all these kids came from Ava Kolker. She's the Disney star that we do a clothing line with called Ava by Pola too, and we were doing her launch of her their clothing collaboration. And we did this audition, and all these kids showed up, all of Ava's friends. And we had other kids come, too.
No, it wasn't that same time.
Not from us, but from Ava. She had all her friends. Yeah. They were all stars. They were Disney, Nickelodeon, HBO stars.
They're all on TV now. Like, they're all working actresses that supported Ava.
And then this guy brought his daughter.
When we had an adult audition for my adult clothes,
we had male models, female models, and this guy shows up because he heard about the casting.
And the only reason you really...
daughter.
So when his daughter did not get picked, chosen for
but
the fashion show.
But we never auditioned the daughter.
Well, he got very angry.
You were nice. You said let her walk.
And he attacked you at the fashion show.
At the fashion show. The show started. The camera, we had over 550 people there. It was in a church in downtown L.A. It was on the news. It was on Channel 2, Channel 9, Channel 11, Channel 5. Everybody was talking about it.
Was it on 13?
I don't 13? Know. It probably was.
Okay.
Why?
Was it on 4? 13,
4, yeah.
6?
Yeah.
Why, no, huh?
I was just wondering.
It went all the way to Tibet. I think the monks were reading it because they send me messages, and I'm like, where's Tibet? I'm like, the mountain?
He sends me this. What is Chinese?
But the only reason you caught this guy is because he had assigned a release, correct?
He had to sign a release.
To be filmed when he went to that audition.
Correct. Yes. Everybody that comes
So that's
to,
how you got him.
That's how we knew
and
who he
was.
Because he left the scene. He left the scene of the crime.
Right.
Yeah. He
ran. And it was on the surveillance camera.
I saw that.
They ran.
Yeah. But, one of our friends actually picked him up off of me because if he hadn't, I would have been dead. I know I would have been dead.
I saw him getting beat up, and I was running to him in the back of the church, but there was this giant
Were you running, or was it a slow walk?
I was running.
A slow crawl.
Well, let me see.
Jeff, do you see what I have to deal
Did
with?
Did you stop to use the restroom or get something to drink?
I had to fix my hair first.
It took him an awful long time. How many punches did that guy get before Patrick showed up?
A lot. Like many. Multiple.
Right.
More.
That's terrible.
Like 50.
Right.
Like, seriously, 50.
That's awful.
Like, it was bad. Yeah. It was really, really bad. And just, I'm
traumatized.
Hopefully
he'll pay for it.
I'm really traumatized because I cannot. There's certain things that I just don't do anymore. Like, if people are walking behind me, I don't want people walking behind me. I'm usually like, it's just, it's strange.
But now, but because he made those gay slurs, it is now
a hate crime,
yes. which means is he looking at jail time potentially?
Yes. Prison.
It's going to be a strike against him.
Yep.
And we're going to go to trial. So you're welcome to come and support.
I'll make some spaghetti.
Drop it off.
Don't stick anything in it.
It can't reach after COVID.
That's true. My pot is really deep.
Jeez.
So. This guy's looking now. If he had just hit you without calling you gay slurs, how would that have affected his?
No, it would
charges?
Have still
it
been,
would just be assault.
Okay, so when
assault
when,
and battery.
So
oh,
okay.
when I was in court, the judge was an amazing judge at this point because he realized the intensity of the gravity of what had happened, and when he said, "Well, he has two counts," because even though his impression is, oh, he didn't pick my daughter for a fashion show, so I'm upset, so I beat him, is still a hate crime because he's doing it
Anger.
On behalf of something that happened.
Yeah, but they
which
didn't
wasn't even
but
the
they
case.
They listed as a hate crime.
And then the second portion of it is that he called me what he did, and it was very intended.
Right.
It was an intentional beating. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, I just was just passing you or something just... a misunderstanding that happened. No, so for both of them, he's in there for both. It's the same thing now. They're simultaneous.
I'm surprised someone hasn't beat you up sooner.
Oh my God, Jeff. Jeez.
I mean, you made it all the way to 2019.
Don't listen to him.
I lasted that long, right?
Right.
Terrible.
It's a good run.
It was a good run.
I have two words for you.
Yeah. Good for you, Paul.
That's sign language, babe.
All right. Let's go back to the news.
Okay.
Scott, if you're listening, I say call me. I can share some stories.
I don't know where that's going, this Scott and Jeff thing. So
why?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't.
He's really nice. I mean, what's wrong with him? All of a sudden, really?
Yeah.
You're
going to
throw him? You're just going to drop that bomb?
What?
What do you mean?
We haven't even had a conversation
no,
about this.
No, I just like because you keep
I was
bringing
invite
him up,
you guys
and
to
I'm
dinner.
Like, I didn't want to talk about it, but you just keep bringing him up, and so I was like,
but
Ugh.
He's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't do to him what you did to the last one, because oh my God.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Uh oh. Call me Scott.
Now, what about this new OnlyFans?
Couple. It's
a
father and a son have joined OnlyFans, showing naked photos of themselves together.
Father and son.
Yeah, they're
together?
Making a fortune. So listen what happens. So Jake Herbert is the son. He's 26. He started his OnlyFans account several years ago, and he was making up to like $9,000 a month posting nude photos of himself.
Wow.
So he thought it would be fun just to put a picture of his dad and him up topless.
They're both fit.
They're
fit
really
guys.
Fit. They're good looking guys. And then they started making even more money.
Like
the father-son shots.
like 300 or 400% more money, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
can you do OnlyFans now, Patrick?
40.
Are you thinking? Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Shane?
Yeah. 40 grand a month.
Father, son.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. 40 grand a month, you guys.
I'll do it for 40.
Another income stream.
I know, but
we'd have to split it.
I think you guys need to work out a little bit.
I was going to say Shane's fit, but Shane's fit, but he's a size 16. How's that going to work?
Yeah.
Right. Plus size girls are going to love you.
You just told me I was a size 10.
Oh, if you were a woman's body.
Okay, but now so they started shirtless.
If you were thinner, you'd be a 10.
You guys have to pose completely naked, like this father and son.
Are they 40
completely after naked? COVID.
Mm-hmm. They don't look
I don't
at
know.
They don't look at each other's junk
from
though.
The back.
They avert their eyes. But
oh, so they're separately naked?
No, they're together, but they kind of don't check each other out.
That's
is what
weird.
They said.
Yeah, no, they don't. I, well, no. Oh, they don't.
No,
I'm just looking at a picture of them in the shower.
Let's see.
They're in the shower.
But who besides Doug would subscribe to that?
Okay, that's kind of weird.
Is the little one the father and the big one?
Yes.
That looks really awkward to me.
It is.
I can't even look.
But they must have a lot of subscribers, which means a lot of creepy father and son fantasy deviants. Yeah.
You already have enough stalkers, Jeff. If you do this, that's it. You won't even be able to stay in America. You're going to have to leave.
Oh, my God.
That's,
but I mean, guys,
weird.
40 grand a month?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
I don't like incest.
I don't have to get
you're
up
not
at
doing
5.
It with each other.
I don't
just
have to
posing.
Get up at 5:30 in the
yeah,
morning.
But
yeah,
but the father's head's almost at the son's crotch. I mean, he's so little.
I don't have to talk about my relationships.
I'm not doing
either.
Oh my God, I saw my friend Betty White.
Aww. Oh. I don't think that's Betty White.
That is
it?
Betty White.
Oh.
Yeah, that's her last
in the shower?
In the shower with the two guys?
On the page.
No wonder they're making so much money.
You know, somebody told me it was too early
soon.
In the morning.
Yeah, too slow.
Might just be a little soon, yeah.
I'm going to go to school after this interview. You guys cannot do this to me. I got my kids I got to go take care of.
But I do like that shower.
The fact that you teach is terrifying.
It's unbelievable. You teach all day long?
Yeah. I teach
high school kids.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Like,
Dr. T, I'm coming to school. I am. I
who's
promise
Dr. T?
I'll be there.
The principal.
My principal.
Principal Fairfax High
School. She loves you.
Now, you almost lied to her. Is that correct?
No, Patrick wanted to lie.
And what did he say? So you're missing. Are you missing first and second period?
Patrick said, why don't you take the day off? You're sick, aren't you? You know, I said, I can't lie to my, you know,
call in
my
sick
principal.
And then she hears the radio.
Right.
I know, right? Could you imagine?
What do you teach?
I teach fashion.
Fashion design.
Okay. All right. And that's what
do
I
you
assume.
Health class.
That's what I assumed.
Health class. Social studies.
Gym.
Fashion.
Calculus.
I teach. They make great stuff. You have to realize that I had recycling
projects. He's got a whole
project.
Sweatshop there. In the
is that where you're making these masks?
Megan, you're not supposed to say that. That's our little
oh
secret.
My God. They get $1.15 an hour.
They get credit.
But you know what? Credit to, like, you know, you're trying to figure out where to send Monroe, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why
will you take her?
Well, why don't you take her to public school? You know how many great public schools we have around
well,
the city
well, because now
here?
I'm questioning the teachers.
Oh, my God. You can't be serious.
She would love fashion design, actually.
Yeah.
She would
and
love it.
We're the only campus that has fashion. We're the only at
where
LA
are
Unified,
you? Fairfax?
Fairfax High School.
So if people want to meet you, they just go to Fairfax High?
What just stand outside the door. I do autographs right when I leave at 3:15 every afternoon.
Considering that your attacker is still out there.
Maybe don't announce.
What's the classroom number?
No.
Can I tell you it's the safest place because you can't get into campus?
That's
we're
true.
We're locked.
They have to do a daily pass every day.
Yeah, you can't get into campus.
Crazy.
And Monroe would thrive if you send her to public school. I went to a private school. I'm teaching at a public school.
Mm-hmm.
I went to private school.
I could go to a private school.
What's your schedule? When does school start?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock is your first class?
8 o'clock. I start at 8. The kids are in
and
class
you go into
eight.
The teacher's lounge and like gab and do talk gossip. Like on
my
Gossip
room
Girl.
Is the teacher.
They all go to his
two,
room.
I have two rooms. My room is the teacher's lounge. It seems like they're all come. We can converge. We talk behind your back.
Yeah. No,
we
it's
do.
Fine. How many different teachers are there?
We have the biggest campus. So Dr. T runs about 180 teachers.
Wow.
And then how many are hanging out in your room? 170?
Two.
So he teaches all day after COVID because he created this program during COVID and they hired him. And so he teaches all day. And then at 4 o'clock, he comes into the boutique, does the sewing, sees the clients.
Wow. And then what do you do, Patrick?
I run everything.
I feel like he's the breadwinner.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
Yeah. And then you go home and you cook for me.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you do all day?
He was laying around while I was cooking. He goes, I'm busy. I'm on the computer.
Yeah.
You know what? Could you guys take him with your OnlyFans page that you guys are going to do?
Yeah, father, son, Patrick.
Yeah.
There you go. A throuple.
Well, you know, you're in shape now. You're looking good. You're going to look great in those shower shots.
Shower pics.
Megan, have you unfollowed any other hot celebrities or models this week?
Well, I told you I unfollowed J-Lo. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, yeah. She posted something where it said, new year, better me. What was it, Alyssa? I sent it to you. I was annoyed.
How could she be better?
Like, that's what
fucking
perfect. And she's working out. She's in workout wear, and she's perfect. And I was like,
she makes you feel bad about yourself.
Fuck that bitch. Yeah. I unfollowed her.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna watch this anymore.
Hashtag on my way to a better me.
What the fuck?
I think she means internally because she's had sex with everybody.
I don't know, but she looked amazing. I even sent it to Alyssa, and I was like, I can't with this. I can't.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, she's not recycling. She's back with Ben, so she's like going back to the.
You think because she slept with everybody, and
well,
then
there's nobody
else left.
She starts from the beginning.
If you were straight, you'd be on the list.
Yeah.
Jeff, for sure.
Wow. That'd be great.
Oh, would you want to?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah. Especially after yesterday. I'm over these guys. I'm over these
dudes. Happened?
What happened?
Oh, my God.
I'm not ready to talk about
fine.
It.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Wait, does Scott know that have decided?
Oh, yeah.
Decided?
No, yes. Yeah, he knows. Yeah.
No way.
It's just not working. It's just not working out. We tried again for like the 75th time. It's just not working out.
I think you have to save the mask then for the new guy.
Maybe take a break.
I will.
Well, then how about this? So you'll take the stud and give the one to the peacock.
Okay. I'm looking for a new peacock.
You're looking for a new peacock.
Yeah. I'm putting it out there.
Yeah. Wow. I can't keep
up. At jail, Jeff Lewis.
Well, you know what? When I did go to the house, I didn't see the pick board up, so I'm not sure.
Maybe you take it down. It's
you
probably
may have
up
to put
now.
That up.
Yeah, let's dust that off and take it out of the garage.
You're going to have to put that back up.
What was that crazy?
What was it for again? The pig board?
Yeah, how do you use it properly?
All your bad relationships. All the pigs. All the bad relationships.
Yeah, so Scott goes back up. He was there several times before.
Yeah.
No,
so now you're going to put him back.
He's a nice guy.
There's already like 6 Scott Post-its on it.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
All right, anyway.
It's going to be permanent.
On that note.
That's awful.
Okay.
That's awful.
You know what? This will be perfect because Monday, Dr. Donna's coming in.
Good. You have some things to unpack.
I need some therapy. Thanks, guys, for coming in today. Please come back soon. Looks like the dog is still breathing.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. All right. Aww. Bye to Snow White 90210. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.